And that really was the idea behind the E2100 trial, which had a very similar design, but used paclitaxel instead of capecitabine, primarily because we were looking at earlier stage patients, most of whom had not had a taxane as part of their adjuvant therapy, that about 18% of them actually had. And they had not had previous chemotherapy for their recurrent disease. So they were all randomized to either paclitaxel or paclitaxel with bevacizumab. That trial enrolled 680 eligible patients. And in some ways, the results sort of mirrored the earlier trial. It was essentially a doubling of response rates, though the baseline response rates were a bit higher than in the more refractory population. And in this setting, that translated into a very striking improvement in progression-free survival of over 5 months, from 6.1 months in the patients randomized to the paclitaxel alone to 11.4 months in patients randomized to the combination. I didn't expect the results to be at ASCO because the data monitoring committee wasn't meeting until early April. So we had long since missed the abstract deadline and a late-breaking deadline, and actually had not submitted a late-breaking abstract because we didn't expect that we would have the results in time for the deadlines. So it was actually included as a separate educational program, largely because the leadership of the ASCO Breast Committee thought that the results were important enough, along with the adjuvant trastuzumab results, that we needed to get them out to the public as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that was encouraging that they could react so quickly. And that May 16th session was very historic. And seeing you up there on the podium with Eric Weiner talking about that, and then all the trastuzumab stuff, that was probably one of the best days in oncology of all time.
It was incredibly fun to be a part of that day. There was just such phenomenal energy in the room. And I think the energy was because you could see the fruits of understanding biology, and that if you really understand the biology and you design therapies to interact with that biology and you test them in the right way, in a way that respects what we think we know about the biology, you can get truly amazing results rather than the small incremental improvements that we're so used to seeing.
Well, I mean, that was the theory, but we'd been getting beat up for a long time because nothing was really happening that was helping many patients. And seeing those trastuzumab curves and seeing your stuff was mighty encouraging.
I think we learned a lot from those negative studies along the way. And sometimes we learned that we didn't understand the biology as well as we thought we did. And those clinical observations then led to additional laboratory studies that improved our understanding. Sometimes we learned that we understood the biology just fine, but we designed a trial that didn't respect that biology at all. So we shouldn't have been surprised by those negative results.